Baltimore County State Senator Jim Brochin finds himself in a bitter Democratic primary race, and both the governor and the county executive support his opponent. WYPR's John Lee reports on the race for the 42nd District Senate seat.
It's morning rush hour along York Road, and Senator Jim Brochin is waving to people and holding up a campaign sign, occasionally getting a honk of support. Brochin is running for his fourth term, but it hasn't been easy. Both Governor Martin O'Malley and County Executive Kevin Kamenetz have thrown their support behind Brochin's opponent, former delegate Connie DeJulius. Brochin says he lost their support because of his independence as a legislator. He's opposed them on some key issues. Brochin says he and Kamenetz locked horns over the relocation of a fire station in Towson and whether the Green Turtle Restaurant on York Road should get a government loan for renovations.
I don't think we should be subsidizing bars in Towson or any place else, and I don't think that's a good use of taxpayer money.
But Kamenetz says that's not why he's opposing Brochin.
I think that it's important for elected officials to be independent, but At times, you become ineffective.
Kamenetz says he's known DeJulius for a long time and that she would promote the interests of the Democratic Party. According to state election records, Kamenetz's campaign committee has given $6,000 to DeJulius' campaign. DeJulius has raised and spent more during the campaign than Brochin, even though the incumbent has more money in the bank. DeJulius has spent a lot of money on mail that attacks Brochin's record. DeJulius says her mailings and a companion website stick to the facts. Brochin says she has distorted his record. Then there's the incident in which DeJulius' husband, Ron, the state's commissioner of labor and industry, and two other men, were charged with theft last month for stealing some of Brochin's campaign signs. Governor O'Malley, when asked about a member of his administration being involved in something like that, downplayed it.
It's not unusual to have some friction over sign locations.
Ron DeJulius has a November court date. Connie DeJulius says it's caused little disruption to her campaign and that her husband had the okay from the property owner to put up her signs and tear down others that were there. The 42nd Senate District is dramatically different than in the last election. The lines were redrawn, so a district that was once in and around Towson now stretches from Towson up to the Pennsylvania line and includes Hereford, Hunt Valley, and Parkton. It's believed that makes it more conservative and tougher for a Democrat to win in the general election. But DeJulius says while the district is diverse, she's not so sure it's more conservative. DeJulius says if she wins the primary, she can do it again in November.
Guess what? Everybody wants the same thing. You know, they want good neighborhoods. They want good schools. You know, they're just decent, hardworking people, and they all want the same things.
But Brochin says the district is more conservative, and because of his track record of opposing most tax increases, he has a better shot of winning the general. Brochin says he's proudest of getting a hybrid elected school board bill passed for Baltimore County.
I think I'm the better candidate because I'm always with the community because I think that's what the job of a senator is. I think it's to represent your constituents, not represent special interests or developers.
I get it, and I understand that we are overburdening our families and overburdening our businesses, but we also have to understand that we need to fund our priorities.
The winner of Tuesday's primary will face Republican Tim Robinson in the general election. I'm John Lee reporting in Towson for 88.1 WYPR.